There's one. Set for stun.
Three guys sitting in a dark room that smells like bad cucumbers.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
Inconceivable!
Now featuring 11. 11 listeners.
This is me. This is the Unique Geek.
And welcome to another edition of 50 Days of Dragon Con, the Dragon Con podcast with two people, normally more than two people, but this time, two people talking about things that we've gotten in the mailbox. Well, most of the things we got in the some of the things we got in the email box, I suppose. Anyway, with me, as always, is the beautiful, the lovely, the able to read email, Lee.
Yes, I am able to read email. Isn't that amazing?
It's funny how that works.
I'm pretty good at that.
Yeah. So you had some things you wanted to get off your chest, I believe.
I do. Okay. So first of all, I might be short, but Kevin Grimm, video gaming director, is mean. It's not my fault I'm short. I didn't have a chance in life. It's very mean to make fun of short people when we can't do anything about it.
So
it hurts my feelings.
So,
but he's just a big meanie, and he's bald. Ha!
He's bald.
And he's bald.
That's what you've got.
I know he shaves his head. I know he's like, well, I shave my head. Yeah, a lot of people shave their head because they're going bald. So, you know, hey, I'm just saying. It's all genetic. Just points. That's all.
So this is going to be a fairly short podcast. And Lee, because basically Lee just wanted to get back at Kevin.
I did. Also one other thing about Kevin. I don't do this when I'm on vacation. I don't do it to get away from him. It's because I'm on vacation. That is not it. If you listen to that podcast, as you could see, John could barely get a word in edgewise. And the point is, here's all I know about gaming. Literally, this is all I know about video gaming, which is when I yell at my child, you have been on that game for 4 hours. Get off. I don't even know what game he's playing.
Apparently he's playing on your lawn.
Somebody's what?
Apparently he's playing the game on your lawn because you want him to get off my lawn. Get my go on.
Well, I don't know what he's doing. He needs to go mow grass and things like that. But usually, yeah, that's all I know about gaming. So having me on a video gaming podcast is just sad. And so we bring in Kim, the Candy Cone Princess of Darkness, because she is a huge gamer. I mean, she's probably out of our group. She and Doc would be probably the two biggest gamers. And so there you go. So that's why. It's not because I'm scared of him or I don't like him or anything like that.
I think
he is tall and mean, but I think I'm just saying.
I believe it is. So we do have a couple of things that we wanted to go over. Like I said, it's just kind of a touch-up podcast. I do want to remind everyone that there is a voicemail line that you can call and leave a message for us if you wish, which is 678. That's actually in the Atlanta area, I believe, even though that's not nowhere around.
Yes, it is.
Google is a wonderful thing. Anyway, 678-960-8884. So it's 678-960-8884. And you can just leave us a voicemail if you wish. We'll probably do a couple of these throughout the year. But anyway, throughout the season. Season? I guess it's the season. Anyway, so the first thing I do need to clarify, because it was sent in almost right away. After, where is it? Where is that? I'm looking for that. Oh, it was from the Drunken Jedi. You'll remember that.
Drunken Jedi. Okay.
Drunken Jedi. He was like the second one that we did, I think, this year. No, maybe not even the first. He might have started us off.
Second or third. He was the.
What was that?
He might have started us off. You're
anyway.
Right. After you and I think he was our first, yes.
The question that was asked, I asked him about a writer for the Star Wars movie. Technically, I asked him for a guest. Who you would like to see write the Star Wars movie. But anyway, Star Wars movies. He did come
Close
back.
Enough.
He did come back with an answer that he really wanted to to give, which was Christopher Nolan. And I must say that a Christopher Nolan Star Wars is something I would pay good money to see. Yeah, he said, yeah,
Christopher Nolan Star Wars would be pretty damn cool.
Yeah. So that's the one. He thought about it. Realized it a few days later that that is who he would like to have as a writer for the Star Wars movies. And who knows? Christopher Nolan might do one of the one-offs because they're doing all the like spin-off ones. So.
Dear Lord, they are. I mean, they're going to be doing. I mean, if you're doing a Boba Fett movie, when we've already heard a lot about Boba Fett,
right?
That's going to be kind of interesting.
Didn't Disney say they were doing it one a year, or was it one every other year?
The plan, they were talking about one a year, but then with this possibly being pushed back, I don't know if they're now.
Yeah.
Revisiting that or not, but they were talking about one a year. And I think the first one they were looking at actually like Boba Fett or Yoda as one of the first ones, which was very interesting to me because that's two very huge ends of the spectrum from that fandom to think about as your first ones. But yeah. So that's kind of cool. And then, do you want to try which one now?
Let's talk about from our corrections department.
In our corrections department, yes.
Lee, so we have somebody, email.
Mike, who emailed us and said that the kerfuffle over the Marriott carpet costume came up on one of our last podcasts, and you said it wasn't a big deal. That would be John, not me. That because they weren't selling anything, and actually that was actually the big deal, and that's why they stopped, because those props people were sending them somewhere where they could actually get that fabric and people could make their own, and that was what the carpet people had an issue with, so they stopped doing that. I also am pretty glad that they stopped doing that, because I've already got the Men in Black watching me, and I really don't need to be watching out for the carpet ninjas, because the carpet ninjas kind of, yeah.
So,
I can just see them just jumping up and not knowing I'm there, and then I, you know, scream and pee myself or something. That would be bad.
So Mike, I did know that in the back of my mind, I knew there was something that was sort of off. I still contend that they necessarily weren't making money from it. I don't believe they were, they weren't selling the pattern, right? They were just directing people to wear.
I think they were just, yeah. I mean, they were like, this is where you can buy the fabric. I don't think that they were making it, but I don't remember exactly.
What was the exact wording that Mike used there?
The Vulpen props guys were not selling anything. In fact, though, that is exactly what the problem was. The costumes made the graphic for the carpet pattern and posted it to a website, which lets you get custom fabric. And then the carpet pattern was available for anyone.
Gotcha.
I don't think Vulpen made any money from the sales, but the cease and desist order was to remove the pattern so that you couldn't get the Marriott carpet as your thing. And I was actually a little upset with that, because I thought it would have made amazing, amazing bridesmaids dresses at some point.
So as he points out, he continues, otherwise we might have had platoons of Marriott camp troops at the con this year. It was my favorite costume, but let's face it, it would be terrible to be in the Marriott, always afraid of stepping on unseeable soldiers.
I'm telling you, carpet ninjas, it would be terrifying. They just jump up and then you wouldn't even know they're there.
And he says, I love the podcast. I hope you'll be having the Stargate director on soon. I understand that the director... The track has a new director this year.
And the Stargate director is already on, already scheduled, I think, actually, early next week. It is a new director, but it is an old new director. This is Jamie, who has been the second or partner director on Stargate. He's been on our podcast before with Jennifer, who was the director and is now our charity events director.
Oh,
so we're very,
I did not know that.
Jennifer moved to charity events. And Jamie moved up to take over Stargate, and that's great, because Jennifer, the Stargate has raised over $100,000 for charity over the past, whenever we started doing the charities, and they even actually had one earlier, a couple of years earlier, and they were giving to some smaller charities, I think actually for autism, but
right.
So this is great, and this is just awesome that they're doing that. And Jen is just, she's so great about charity events. So it's great to have her over there too. Not that we won't miss Everett, but you know, this is good. So we're glad we're glad for both of them because they're both doing something they want to do. And so there was that.
We did get a voicemail. In this case, it came through the SpeakPipe app that's on the website, or it might have come through the one that's on the Facebook page. Either way, that's also another way of sending us voicemail. If you don't want to dial it up, you can just do the internet thing. But anyway, I'm going to play this here, and it's about 40 seconds, and you'll hear it, hopefully.
Hope so.
I hope so, too. Otherwise, we won't be able to answer it.
Hi, John and Lee. My name is Dana, and I have a question about volunteering. I always wanted to volunteer for the con, but I knew that, or I heard, I should say, that there was a minimum amount that you had to volunteer for the con. And I just was wondering if you can give some more information about that, and also just let me know if it is too late and I have to wait until next year, or if I can go ahead and volunteer for the con this year. Thank you guys for all that you do. I look forward to hearing from you guys, and you have a wonderful day. Bye.
Okay. Well, I am right now looking at the DragonCon site, which is, there is a place up at the top, DragonCon site, www.dragoncon.org. There is a place where it says participate, and then you can see be a volunteer. So I'm actually on that site and making sure that what I am saying is correct. There is no... you could still volunteer. There are probably in many of the tracks where they're already full. I know X track is already full. And I've talked to some other people who are, but we always have a need usually for people in registration and security, even at when you're at con.
I think
there is,
if I recall, security and tech ops are looking for people. If you have any
security
technical
and
skill,
tech ops,
if you have
yes.
any technical skill, tech ops is really looking for you.
Yeah.
Security, I think, is looking for just basically anybody, a body.
Yeah. And security, a lot of people get security a little like, oh, I'm going to have to be a bouncer. You're not. Security is a lot of different things. There's badge checks at the rooms, in the main programming rooms to make sure that everybody has their badge, and people that are going in are, you know, attendees, members. So we want to be doing that. That usually as a volunteer, you have to pay $20 as a new volunteer. And that's one of the things we do. Usually the first time volunteers required to pay that $20 fee. It can be waived in special circumstances. You're expected to put in a certain number of hours, and that's usually in about 4-hour shifts. There isn't anything anymore about it's got to be a minimum of this or that. Just we try, I can just say as a track director, our rule of thumb is between 20 to 25 because of we get a very limited number of people, but for other groups, it may be 15 or anything else. One of our biggest things is if you do your job, would we want to invite you back next year to be a volunteer? We do have people who have already bought their badge and then are always like, oh, I want to, I'd like to be a volunteer. I'm not worried about the badge as much as just kind of helping out. And those are always great. I think people think, I can volunteer.
Those people are called future track directors, but go on.
They very, yeah, well, that's how some of us started. We didn't mean to, that actually kind of is true. That is very happy. That happens a lot. You can actually do the volunteer form and you can write on there a note. I already have a badge. I'm already attending, but I'd love to be, you know, I know I'm going to be down there on Friday morning and there's nothing I'm really concerned about. I could do 5 to 10 hours to help in tech ops or in security or wherever. So always helpful. That's great too. You are required because we are a membership organization. We have to keep minimal demographics. So they're going to ask you for your name, your mailing address, your date of birth. You got to be at least 16. I think, and I'm going to make sure of that. Hold on. It doesn't show me. Minimum age requirements. Persons under the age of 18 must volunteer in the same section as their parent or legal guardian, but you over 18. So from 16 to 18, you got to be in the same as with your parent, but over 18, you can be in a different section. And these are all, again, on this, there's FAQs and a lot of information, but We are always looking for volunteers. It is not too late to volunteer. Go to this. You'll see the contact us and click on that and you can go on and fill it out. And that would be great. One great thing is if you volunteer and you do the number of hours you have been assigned and do them well, you get to come to the Dead Dog Party, which is food Monday after everything's been closed up and packed up. And then for the next year, you also, if you want to volunteer again, you'll get a t-shirt if you've done your right number of hours. And a couple of things just that we would think people would know. There's of course common sense policies. We give you a list of those. There is not a dress code for volunteers unless certain tracks, certain areas do have one. But
I would think Kaleidoscope would be one of them.
I'm sorry, what?
I would think that Kaleidoscope would be one of the ones that has a dress code.
I think Kaleidoscope does. And some of us, like, we ask that our staff wear, you know, your Dragon Con t-shirt on, you know, the last day or something like that. But it's not really a formal dress code, but no offensive t-shirts or clothing that could offend somebody. I mean, you don't, you know, you are volunteering, but we do want to maintain a standard. Of course, no drinking or controlled substances when working. Try to be helpful and polite. Try to show up early for your shift. And usually if you're volunteering, your badge is either held by your director or at the volunteer booth, and that's in the Sheraton. And you just need to ask your director which way that's going to be done.
And so
working as a volunteer, don't get nervous about it. It's a lot of fun. You're usually working with other people. We've all had new volunteers, and there is, of course, a learning curve. But we love volunteers. This is the only way this show gets done, and we thank you, thank you, thank you.
And one of the things about that you mentioned there was that the badge is held by either your director or at the volunteer, which means you get to skip those lines. So
well, yeah, but the lines are so short now.
I know. We'll get to that later.
Doesn't really help. And the other thing is a lot of people think that being a volunteer gets you a lot of special privileges. It doesn't, and that doesn't matter whether you're from a senior director down to a off the street volunteer. We don't get to cut in autograph lines. We don't get to do, you know, we don't get first row seating or anything like that. So don't volunteer because you're thinking you're gonna get something like that. We have the same privileges as everybody else.
All right, Lee, and I think
I always want to do that misconception just in case.
I think we have one other email that we want to go over in this podcast, which I'm looking for it. I think you might have it up already. Oh, here it is. I got it. Oop, no, that's your email to somebody. Never mind. Our email requires verification. Did you already verify that, Lee?
Yes, I already did.
Oh, hold on. Well, actually, Zan did send something. I want to make sure. Okay, there's.
It was a big thank you.
Yeah, there wasn't anything in there that we need to go over. Zan, if you're listening, what we talked about, I think will be happening. I've already got one person that's going to come on. I want to actually. So that everybody doesn't think I'm talking,
you're confusing everybody.
Talking to just one person. Okay, so here's the deal. Zan brought up a good idea, which was she wanted to talk a little bit about cosplay, which of course happens. And I think we talked about it last year too with the Girls Gone Geek. But we do have a couple of guests lined up, and I want to have more of a panel, have them all on at the same time and discuss the do's and don'ts of cosplay and last minute ideas or what to do in the event of an emergency, those kind of things. So I think I will have Zan back on to talk along with these other two folks I'm trying to line up to get going.
And I know the costuming track director wants to be on, so.
Oh, that's great.
Even though it's not just cosplay, but we will have the costuming director on too.
All right. So here's the one I was looking for. Okay. Hi. This is from Jill. Hi. Love the podcast. Thank you, Jill. This might be undoable, but could you get a hotel manager to interview? It would be a different point of view. Maybe even an Atlanta police person or PR person. The Atlanta fire marshal would be a hoot. Yeah. I'm sure he has a lot of things to say
That's
about
not
us.
Funny.
I know all of you I know all of you have realized. Thank you for the time you put in for this podcast. Thanks again, Jill. Okay. Appreciate it, Jill. We took your idea, and we do like your idea, and we're trying to work on a couple of things. The biggest issue that we have is that unlike the track directors or even the behind the scenes folks at Dragon Con, these folks obviously don't work directly for Dragon Con, and they have their certain things that they can say or not say about sort of the operations. But we are working on trying to get maybe at least one hotel manager or PR person to talk to him about it. We will not probably ask them, and I'll give you a heads up, ask them anything that would be necessarily controversial. Just more of, again, like we try to keep these podcasts as positive as possible
and fun.
So that's sort of the outline of how that's working. We are working behind the scene. We love the suggestion. We'd like to hear some more suggestions if you have them. You can email them to 50 days. Although I probably should go ahead and just make the 50 spelled out as well in case someone's doing that. Anyway, 50days@theuniquegeek.com. Theuniquegeek.com. The guy who has Unique Geek is just squatting on it and not doing anything with it, and I hate him for it. But anyway.
Okay, you need to be nice about that. But we are trying to do that. I mean, there are a lot of behind the scenes people we like to bring on and do that. We're having security on. We're trying to have registration, charity events. As you've already seen, we've had Rachel and some other people. So we like doing that. And if we can, and if we can work this out, we hope to. This is not the first time we've been asked, but in prior years, it hasn't been doable. But this year, we're going to see what we can do. We can always ask. You know, right. We'll just see what happens.
Yeah.
The other one somebody asked about, and John, I don't have the email in front of me. You may, but they were saying, can you talk about the parties?
Oh,
and
that
where
one.
Where are the
yeah,
parties
yeah.
and all of that?
Hold on, let me
I would tell you that a lot of the parties, first of all, if they are an official party, if you've heard about the Heroes and Villains Ball, Stargate Multiverse does a party, Trek does a party. There are many parties. If there are official parties, they are going to be in the Pocket Program and on the app. So start looking each night between 8 and midnight in especially main programming rooms. That's usually where they are. And you'll see the parties that are going to go on or look under a specific track. If you're wondering, oh, is Trek doing a party? Look under that one. Is Brit Trek doing a party? Look under that specific track.
So
party nights are only Saturday, Sunday, and Monday, of course. But I think actually Alt History might have a Thursday one. We will ask them when we do our interview. For the other parties, though, that are like the drop-in parties, if they are a part of Dragon Con, my understanding is there's the pinup pool party, which will be at the Sheraton. That one will be in the Pocket Program and some others. But if they're just those little pop-up parties that are the room parties and things like that, room being just somebody's room, it's really hard to keep up with that. But I think there is now a Twitter, because I was looking at some Twitters today and I was kind of amazed, that was
like DC
Dragon Con parties.
DC parties or Dragon Con parties?
Yeah, because I was looking like just Dragon Con and I'm looking it up right now. So there are a lot of little things like that. And so it's kind of fun. So kind of look and see, and I'm trying to look. Sometimes also parties, depending on what they are, will also be in the Daily Dragon. Also on the Dragon Con Twitter and things of that nature, because people may just drop it out and like, you know, or just put it on the Dragon, you know, at Dragon Con party in wherever and do that. Do you remember those parties, unless they're in the Pocket Program, are not sponsored by Dragon Con? So
yeah, I was gonna
stay
mention,
stay safe, be a good person, be careful. You know, I got to say that I'm a mom and I, you know, I care about each and every person who's listening, but you know, do remember that. But we want you to have fun too. And that's a thing. I mean, the best idea is always for anything to always go with a group. And I'm looking for that. So I'm sorry. Keep going, John.
I did find the email. It's from Brian. And he's asking about the room parties and track parties. And to add on to what Lee says, I know that there's a couple of basically like con party goers, if you will, organizations that throw unofficial parties. And you kind of got to look around for that. As Lee pointed out, there's not necessarily any place for those unofficial parties. But you went on to say, and I do want to give you a little plug, he's a DJ and has been trying to get involved in playing at any of these parties as well. I love playing to convention goers, but haven't been able to find any info on who to contact about playing at these parties or playing in the main events. If you know anyone, please send them my info and send them. I'll send blah, blah, blah. Let's see. His SoundCloud, if you want to listen to him, is soundcloud.com/serversdown. And thanks again for doing this awesome podcast. Now, Lee has some answers for you.
Okay, so there is something called, I just saw it, Party Schedule, which is at DragonCon Party. Again, these are not the official parties. There is also, for the official parties, DragonCon Special Events, which is a Twitter, and doing that. I would also say that if you are interested in DJing or doing something like that with some of those parties, best idea is to look on the DragonCon Facebook, which is not official. That's just a lot of DragonCon fans. And look on LiveJournal and Twitter and things like that and put yourself out there. If you're trying to be a DJ for DragonCon, there is a guest application or a participant application or a music application. It's all... I was about to find performer's application, and you would need to do that. Now it's too late now. That's already closed. But if you're ever looking at something like that, that's how to do that. We're not the people that are going to, you know, we're not the best people to say who's a good DJ or a bad DJ or anything like that. We're sure you're great, but that's the best way to get yourself out there and start doing it that way.
So Brian, and if I could add this too, if you happen to run into a track director or your friends with even a volunteer with a track director, I mean, it's no harm in asking, saying, hey, look, I know that because I know that in a couple of cases we've already heard that some of the DJs that are have been working some of these parties, this is going to be the last year DJing or what have you. And so they're probably looking for somebody else. So it doesn't hurt to ask. Of course, I wouldn't expect to be paid necessarily. So, yeah, if you want to just come hang out, and I will give you another plug, which is, it looks like your official webpage is www, because everything starts with that, serversdown.net. So, go check out Brian. And, if any of the track directors actually are listening at this point and, are looking for a DJ, maybe go check that out.
And do remember also, we do have in the performers right now already some DJs listed too. So you might want to look for them in the Pocket program in the app and see where they're going to be, because they'll be listed if they're doing a DJing of a party, I think.
And you know what? And I just thought of something else too, from a standpoint of performers. If you happen to know any of the DJs that are actually doing some of these parties, or if you happen to run into them or whatever, you know, offer to help them as well. You know, not being an official volunteer, but so that they get to know and they can, you know, talk you up to other people. So that, you know, those are all the hints, but there is no real official way to become a DJ at any of these parties. Nope. And as Lee pointed out, there are official party Twitters and there are unofficial party Twitter accounts. So
yes,
that's where we're at with
it. And know the difference.
Yeah. All right, Lee. Well, I think that's going to do it for this particular wrap up.
Again, Kevin is mean.
Kevin is mean.
Exactly. And makes fun of short people.
Again, if you want to contact us, the email is 50days@theuniquegeek.com, or you can always call us at, and I'm looking for the phone number right now, 678-960-8884, or you can head over to the Unique Geek or the Unique Geek's Facebook page and use a speak pipe, which would basically just set up your computer and you talk into the little microphone thingy, and then you leave us a voicemail, much like we heard earlier today. So any of those are easy to get to, and how you can reach us. So we'd love hearing from you.
And remember,
guys.
You can also follow us on Twitter. There's a Unique Geek Twitter. And there's an Lee BC, and I think, is there a 50 Days Twitter?
There's not a 50 Days Twitter, but there is the Unique Geek. If you go to it, I also have Unique Geek Twitter, but it's the Unique Geek that is actually the official Twitter. Unique Geek Twitter was just to block anybody from taking it. I'm evil. Yes, I know.
Yes, you are.
So, yeah, those are ways to get a hold of us, and we do like hearing from you. And we want to hear your ideas and or, you know, we'd love to know that you're out there. The best thing you can do for us, if you're looking for something to do for us, is just to you know, tell other people about it. Not that
Please,
we really care.
Yes.
But it might help somebody that is looking for some answers, and they may not necessarily want to listen to all the podcasts, but maybe they have they want to know about the generalities of Dragon Con, in which case you would listen to Rachel's podcast, or maybe they just want to know about Stargate, like an earlier writer or person, and they would listen to Stargate podcast. So those things are all helpful, and we enjoy doing this. We do this for free, obviously,
and if anybody wants to sponsor us, we'd also love to talk to you about that too. I have no idea what you'd sponsor us for, but hey. And also just a reminder too, most of the tracks, most of the big things, the film festival, anime, the video festival, and there is a difference between the film festival and the videos, all of that, most of us have Twitters, and while we're not perfect about updating them, not all of us, but especially as we are in this last coming up on a month before con, you'll see more and more stuff that we're putting there. So if you're on Twitter, you know, look around, find your favorite people to talk to and get them on there. And it's always great because then you can follow them and see what's going on, because there's lots of neat stuff. There's a Dragon Con photo hunt, and you know, you could win prizes. I have no idea who that person is, but you know, and you got Star Wars and X-Track and Kaleidoscope and science
all
and
these people,
EF forums and all of that. So they're all here, and come and see, you know, follow our Twitters, we like that, and our Facebooks, and maybe LJ's and Yahoo groups.
And that did remind me of something. I know we were wrapping up, but I do have to point this out.
We never wrap if up. You're, I don't know what you're talking about.
If you are looking for myself or Lee, you'll always find it X-Track, obviously. So just any of the X-Track programming, she's usually there. Sometimes she's in the restroom, and that's when people that are really quiet start talking. So the...
If
you're looking for myself, the best place to see me this year will probably be the Need Coffee. What are we calling it this year? Fun
Fest.
This is called the Fun Fest. Okay. The Need Coffee Fun Fest, which is actually tentatively scheduled because, of course, everything is up in the air until it actually happens. Saturday at 8:30. So if you're looking to have a good time, that's mostly just we goof off for about an hour and a half or so. And with all the Need Coffee guys, and that's that. I'm the engineer there, and over at the Need Coffee Weekend Justice podcast. So
he will also be doing a couple of tracks for X-Track. He's going to be talking about Lost, and he and I, and possibly my husband and my kid, will be talking about shows you can watch as a family.
Yeah.
So we'll be doing that on. So when the schedule comes out on the app, you can actually see when John's going to be there. He is listed, and you can figure out where he's going to be in rooms.
I am listed embarrassingly as a professional. I don't know why anybody would think I'm professional in anything.
You're very professional.
But anyway.
Sometimes.
So it's easy to find me. But as far as a Lost thing, I love Lost. We've been doing it. I'm just a little scared to do it if our buddy Aaron and especially JJ, well, not especially JJ, but Aaron and JJ aren't there.
I have other people that like Lost. I can put more people on that panel.
Okay. All right. So anyway, I don't know why we're making it weird now. But anyway,
you're just weird.
It's very awkward. All right. So until next time, for Lee, this is John saying, Kevin's awesome.
Kevin's bald and tall and mean.
Bye.
Peace.
This has been a production of The Unique Geek. To leave a comment or suggestion, call us at 813-3210-TUG or email us at thegeeks@theuniquegeek.com. Follow The Geeks on Twitter @TheUniqueGeek. Visit our listserv at listserv.theuniquegeek.com. This podcast is distributed under a Creative Commons Share Alike non-commercial license.